President defends his budget proposal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama continues taking questions at this very moment at a press conference at the White House. Among several topics covered so far this morning, the contentious issue of the federal budget. The president's proposal cuts more than $1 trillion from the deficit over the next decade. He says it's like any family spending plan. It has to do two things.
It has to live within its means while still investing in the future. If you're a family trying to cut back, you might skip going out to dinner. You might put off a vacation, but you wouldn't want to sacrifice saving for your kid's college education or making key repairs in your house.
Now, Republicans say the White House budget is still loaded with programs that should be on the chopping block. Here's one place the two sides do agree. The president said bringing down long-term debt will require major overhauls of Social Security and the tax code. But the White House budget doesn't touch either one of those issues. A judge in Ecuador has ordered U.S. oil giant Chevron to pay $9.5 billion for pollution in the Amazon River basin there. But Chevron says there is corruption in the case, and it's not going to pay the hefty fine. Angel Gonzalez is with Dow Jones Newswire. He's with us this morning from Houston to talk about the case. Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Remind us what this case is about and how far back it dates.
It's a two-decades-long case. It started in 1993 after Texaco left Ecuador. Residents of the Amazon sued the company for environmental damages. And the case sort of was kicked around between several United States courts, ended up in Ecuador. And now, after 17 years, it's got to a point where there's a ruling.
And Chevron, of course, bought Texaco in 2001, so now this is Chevron's case. How much weight does this ruling hold, and is Chevron going to have to pay this money?
Chevron has been saying that they expected this ruling. So what they have been doing in the past couple of years is they have mounted a massive legal effort to try to thwart any kind of danger that they are going to end up having to pay anything. What they've been trying to do is to convince every court in the world that their ruling in Ecuador is not fair, so that it cannot be enforced anywhere else.
So this is far from being over. What's next?
The plaintiffs have said they're going to appeal because they do not think the award is enough to repair the environmental damages. Chevron is going to appeal because they don't think that is fair. And after that, it could take years in international courts. I mean, the plaintiffs could go to South Africa, they could go to Australia, they could go to Brazil, they could come to the United States to try to get a ruling, and Chevron would have to fight them in every court.
So this $9.5 billion that we're talking about is pretty moot right now.
Yes.
Angel Gonzalez from Dow Jones Newswire in Houston. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now. The S&P off about 0.33%. The NASDAQ nearly 0.5% lower. And the Dow off 44 points now, about 0.33%. 12,223 where it's at right now. It still needs regulatory approval, but Germany's Deutsche Börse will take over the parent of the New York Stock Exchange. That word out this morning. And the Commerce Department said retail sales were up slightly in January. That's the seventh month, by the way, in a row.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, helping businesses and professionals monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
The unrest sweeping across the Middle East and North Africa has so far toppled a couple of governments, and continued demonstrations in the streets of Iran today and Bahrain and Yemen, too, are gathering protesters seeking government change. Well, now the monarchy in Jordan has been shaken by allegations of corruption from Amman. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Bread, freedom, and justice, chant the pro-democracy protesters in Jordan, but they're not calling for the king's head.
We're asking for reforms of the political parliament, these kind of things.
You don't want the king to go?
No. No, he is a factor of stability for the country. I am sure he's a kind of stability for the country.
But while no one is calling publicly for King Abdullah to step down, his critics have been hitting him hard, where it hurts.
I'm truly honoured.
His wife, Queen Rania.
For me, the Tech Awards are a perfect combination of ingenuity and compassion.
Only 2 months ago, the glamorous Queen was receiving this Global Humanitarian Award. Today, her name has been sullied by allegations of corruption. 36 so-called tribal leaders in Jordan said she'd helped her family get land for free. Randa Habib of the AFP news agency wrote up the story.
The importance was not so much the content as much as the fact that they dared criticizing a queen in a country where you can be go to jail for 3 years for the crime of attacking any member of the royal family.
The royal court furiously denied the story, but other damaging material has appeared on the internet accusing the queen of corruptly enriching her parents' family to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Chris Davidson is professor of Middle East politics at Durham University, England. He says belonging to a ruling family in the Arab world is usually profitable.
Any businesses, especially any foreign businesses, need to have some local partner. And if you and your family members and cronies are at the top of that pyramid, as it were, then you're best placed to take advantage of these business deals.
All this is common knowledge, he says, but in the present climate of revolution, these revelations are toxic. Any more, he says, and the popularity of the Jordanian monarchy will surely wane. In Amman, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, Oregon police pulled over a reckless driver on the 5 freeway there. But the guy behind the wheel said he wasn't going near the speed officers accused him of, 118 in a 55 zone. Well, the radar did clock him going 118. And of course, there's video of the guy. He was making the video while he was driving with the camera focused on the speedometer that was pegged. The driver said he wanted to post his experience on YouTube. Police seized the car and the camera. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Leaders across the Arab world are trying to fend off revolution. Some are handing out food subsidies, others just cold hard cash.
It will help them to go to the malls to do some shoppings, but that's not going to change their political attitudes towards the government.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Loyalty, but at what price? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.